There was a loud crack as the wood split against the back of the prince's head, and then everything happened at once before Sansa's horrified eyes. Joffrey staggered and whirled around, roaring curses. Micah ran for the trees as fast as his legs would take him. Arya swung at the prince again, but this time Joffrey caught the blow on Lyon's tooth and sent her broken stick flying from her hands. The back of his head was all bloody, and his eyes were on fire. Sansa was shrieking, "No, no, stop it! Stop it, both of you! You're spoiling it!" But no one was listening. Arya scooped up a rock and hurled it at Joffrey's head. She hit his horse instead, and the blood bay reared and went galloping off after Micah. "Stop it! Don't stop it!" Sansa screamed. Joffrey slashed at Arya with his sword, screaming obscenities, terrible words, filthy words. Arya darted back, frightened now, but Joffrey followed, hunting her towards the woods, backing her up against a tree. Sansa didn't know what to do. She watched helplessly, almost blind from her tears. Then a grey blur flashed past her, and suddenly Nymeria was there, leaping jaws closing around Joffrey's sword arm. The steel fell from his fingers as the wolf knocked him off his feet, and they rolled in the grass, the wolf snarling and ripping at him, the prince shrieking in pain, "Get it off!" he screamed, "Get it off!" Arya's voice cracked like a whip. "Nymeria!" The dire wolf let go of Joffrey and moved to Arya's side. The prince lay on the grass, whimpering, cradling his mangled arm.